Welcome back to the deep dive. So, the .NET platform's been around for, what, over 20 years now?
Yeah, easily. Powering millions of projects, especially in the enterprise space. It's huge.
Absolutely huge.
Yeah.
But that also means the number of tools out there. It
Yeah.
kind of overwhelming, right? Like walking into a massive hardware store.
That's exactly it. Our source material actually picks out 16 key tools, the ones that are really essential. And our mission today isn't just listing them. We want to give you that strategic shortcut. Look at the trade-offs, the efficiencies these tools bring to a modern .NET developer.
Makes sense. Where do we start? The foundation.
Let's start right there. The IDEs, the integrated development environments.
Right. The main workbench. First up has to be Visual Studio, the behemoth.
It's still the gold standard for enterprise stuff. Really
Love it.
comprehensive tool set.
And its strengths isn't just like basic debugging, is it? It's that deep integration.
Exactly. Seamless integration with the whole Microsoft stack, ASP.NET, entity framework, advanced profiling. It's all built in.
But it's heavy. That's the trade-off everyone talks about.
It definitely has a resource appetite. Yeah. Can feel a bit sluggish, especially on really big solutions. That's why alternatives are so important.
Which brings us to VS Code, Visual Studio Code.
The lightweight, cross-platform favorite, super fast.
Yeah, great for quick tasks, smaller web projects, APIs.
And its power comes from that huge ecosystem of plugins, right? Especially the C Sharp extension. That's what makes it a proper .NET editor.
It's flexible, but then there's the other big player challenging Visual Studio more directly.
You mean JetBrains Writer? Yeah, it's a really strong cross-platform contender.
A lot of people say it feels faster than Visual Studio, particularly for .NET Core projects. Why is that?
Well, the sources suggest it's partly architecture. Writer uses background processing more effectively, kind of avoiding some of the UI thread bottlenecks that Visual Studio sometimes hits.
Oh, yeah.
So things like heavy code analysis or big refactoring tasks can feel, noticeably quicker. It's a strategic pick for teams really focused on speed and cross-platform work.
Okay, so IDEs sorted. They get the code written. But what about like quickly testing a database query or LINQ snippet without firing up the whole project?
Ah, perfect transition. That's where the specialized assistants come in, tools like Lin and QPad.
Right. I love LINQPAD. It's like the ultimate C sharp and database scratchpad.
Exactly. You can hit SQL Server, Oracle, whatever, test LINQ queries, C sharp code, and get instant feedback. No need to compile the whole solution. Super handy for data stuff.
Definitely. And speaking of essential utilities, NuGet.
Oh, yeah, indispensable. The official .NET package manager. You need it for pulling in libraries, managing dependencies.
Like Newtonsoft.json,
Yeah.
entity framework, all those common packages.
But the sources also mention the downside, right? Sometimes you end up in NuGet hell.
Yeah, managing all those complex nested dependencies across a big project can get tricky.
It standardizes things, but doesn't eliminate the complexity entirely, which actually leads us nicely into tools focused on code health.
Quality and testing, because just writing code isn't enough. You need to maintain it.
Precisely. And a big one here is ndepend, the static analysis powerhouse.
This goes way beyond basic linting, doesn't it? It analyzes metrics, dependencies, the whole architecture.
It really does. And the fascinating bit is its custom query language. CQ link, code query LINQ.
Okay, what does that let you do?
Think of it like setting architectural rules. A team lead could write a query saying, hey, make sure our UI layer never directly talks to the data layer.
Ah, I see. So you can enforce those kinds of design principles automatically.
Exactly. Crucial for keeping large systems maintainable and avoiding, spaghetti code.
Makes sense. Okay, quality analysis covered. What about testing?
For automated testing, and Crunch is pretty amazing.
The continuous testing tool.
Yeah, it runs your tests automatically in the background as you type.
Wow, I get
It uses smart parallel execution too, so it's fast. The real win is getting that immediate feedback. It makes practices like TDD, test-driven development, feel much more natural and less like a chore.
cuts down on that whole cycle of write code, switch to test runner, run tests, switch back.
Right, it removes that context switching.
Okay. And since so much modern .NET involves APIs.
Postman is basically essential. Not strictly .NET only, of course, but any .NET dev working with web APIs or microservices uses it constantly.
For testing, interacting with, documenting RESTful APIs.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes
It's
sense.
quick and efficient.
So we've covered IDEs, productivity helpers, quality, testing. Are there other key areas? What about like after the code is built?
Good point. You definitely need tools for diagnostics and maybe understanding existing code.
Like performance issues in production.
Yeah, Exactly. That's where tools like Perf Collect and Perfview come in. They let you do deep performance analysis, figure out where the bottlenecks really are.
Okay. And for figuring out code you didn't write, legacy stuff or third-party libraries.
Decompilers are your friend there. Tools like .peek or the classic .NET Reflector, they can take compiled assemblies and reverse engineer them back into something like readable C# code. Invaluable sometimes.
Gotcha. So it really is a whole ecosystem, isn't it? From the IDE Foundation to specialized tools for querying, testing, analyzing, diagnosing.
Absolutely. The takeaway isn't just about knowing C#. It's about mastering this tool set to be effective.
It streamlines everything, helps you build better, faster, more reliable software.
Right. And it highlights this constant focus on both speed and stability in the .NET world.
So here's a thought to leave you with, based on our sources. Given how many tools focus specifically on performance tracking and deep code quality analysis, which do you think the modern .NET ecosystem prioritizes more? Is it raw development speed, or is it building robust, stable systems?
Or maybe the point is you can't really have one without the other anymore. Something to think about as you explore these tools yourself.